Before we hand the service over to the children and young people to lead us in worship today, I have one sad announcement, and that is that William Berry, a long-time member and elder of 53 years' service, died this week. I would ask you to keep Elizabeth and the wider family in your prayers at this time. Can I invite you to mark this by standing for a minute's silence? Jesus said, "Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted." Please be seated. The funeral will be on Monday, the 7th of July at 2:30 p.m.
Welcome to our end of year all age service, where we celebrate and give thanks to our children, young people, families and volunteers who are part of our children and youth events. Our theme for today's service is Trust in God and His Calling. You are more than welcome to stay back for tea and coffee after the service, or even come to our congregational picnic at Victoria Park, Newport-on-Tay this afternoon from 1:15. Let's start the service by reading God's Word, and our call to worship is from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Now let us sing hymn 755, "Be Still and Know That I Am God."
Come to you with humble and open hearts. We ask that you fill this place with the Holy Spirit. Transform us as we listen to your word and apply it in our daily lives. We ask that we can experience your fatherly love more each day. Lord, we also ask for forgiveness for the things that we have done wrong this week. We bring these to you now. We thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to take our place on the cross so that we can be forgiven and be in a relationship with you. We thank you for all this and more. Let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever.
Now all the Midianites, Amalekites, and other eastern peoples joined forces and crossed over the Jordan and camped in the valley of Jezreel. Then the Spirit of the Lord came on Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, summoning the Abiezrites to follow him. He sent messengers through the Manasseh, calling them to arms, and also into Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali, so they too went up to meet them. Gideon said to God, "If you will save Israel by my hand, as you have promised, look, I will place a wool fleece on the threshing floor. If there is dew only on the fleece and all the ground is dry, then I will know that you save Israel by my hand, as you said." And that is what happened. Gideon rose early the next day. He squeezed the fleece and wrung out the dew, a bowlful of water. Then Gideon said to God, "Do not be angry with me. Let me just make one more request. Allow me one more test with the fleece, but this time make the fleece dry and let the ground be covered with dew." That night God did so. Only the fleece was dry and the ground was covered with water. Now let us stand and sing our next song, which was a favorite from Holiday Club, "King of Me" by Wren Collective. And if you know the actions, join in.
The king of the lions, my God's the king of the creatures of the deep, my God's the king of me. Have you heard the story about my friend King Dave? Wouldn't let the giant stand in his way. He said, "Hand me my sling, 'cause he's not that tall. My God is bigger and I'll watch him fall. My God's the king of the giants. My God's the king of the lions. My God's the king of the creatures of the deep. My God's the king of me." Have you heard the one about this guy called Dan? Yes, he was a mighty holy praying man. They said, "Throw him to the den of the scary beast." But God saved a hero from the lion's teeth. Yeah! My God's the king of the giants. My God's the king of the lions. My God's the king of the creatures of the deep. My God's the king of me. This is more than history. You will do the same for me, like Jonah and the whale at sea. When I'm lost and afraid, all alone in the dark, you're with me. Oh, you're with me. My God's the king of the giants. My God's the king of the lions. My God's the king of the creatures of the deep. My God's the king of me. My God's the king of the giants. My God's the king of the lions. My God's the king of the creatures of the deep. The king of me.
I need to make a small confession, and that is I'm very bad at throwing things out. And I've got this
old drill, but what actually happened was for my last birthday, I got this new drill, and it was shiny. Well, not really shiny, but it was clean at least to begin with, and it's much more powerful than this old drill, which is much older than you all you are, and half the congregation as well. So I've got this lovely great drill, and I was thinking some of you might want to help me do some drilling because I've got some screws I need to put in this piece of wood. Anybody want to help me with that? One volunteer? Okay, up you come. Right, so there's the drill. It's a bit heavy. You need to click that on, the screw there, and just pop it on, click it on, and press it down and press the button. The trigger's there. Oh, nearly. What could possibly go wrong? Give it a go. Squeeze it. Oh, wait a minute. We're trying too hard. Right, there we go. Right, okay. Press that button. Sorry. There we go. Press the button now. Wrong way. Press again. Keep going. Oh, you're doing great. Oh. What have you done? Oh, is it broken? This is my new drill. Is it broken? Oh no, it's still working. I've got to give it another go. Give it a go. What's wrong with my drill? Does anybody know what's wrong with my drill? It's the battery. Do you know what? I think you're right. I think the battery's running out of puff. And thanks for you can have a wee seat just now. So my drill's great, but I need to charge the battery. And I think there's a wee lesson here for some of the older ones, not some of the younger ones. But the drill can only do things because it's got power in the battery. And when we're talking about doing work for God, we can only do things when God gives us the power to do it. There's a story about a chap called Paul, and he had lots of difficulties in his life. He was working for Jesus a lot. In fact, he was an amazing worker for Jesus. But he had people who stood against him, and they tried to stop him, and then bad things happened. And then we're pretty sure he was quite ill. You know, he didn't have good health, and that was a problem as well. And then he ended up getting arrested, and there were so many things. But despite all of those things, he never, ever dwelt on all the bad things that happened. He always said that God is doing amazing things through me. He never, ever dwelt on all the bad things that happened. He talked about the power of God that was working through him. And the power of God is a bit like the battery in the drill. It almost doesn't matter what like the drill is. Do you think we could solve this drill problem? Because this battery's done. How are we going to get all these screws in? How do you think we could possibly do that if this battery's done? I'm glad you're here. Come up and give it a go. Well, we'll see if the other drill works. Right, go on. Let's see if you can fit that in. You need to click that in. Go on, hit that button. Is it working? Keep going. A bit more. You're doing great. Can you do another one? Mm-hmm. But this is my old drill. That's fantastic. Thanks very much. You're doing great. Thanks very much. This is my old drill. This is my old boring drill. This is the one that's not as good as the other one. But why is it working? Because it's got power. I have to tell you, again, this is really for the older ones, but Paul wrote a letter to the church in Corinth. There was a city called Corinth, and it had a church in the early days of the church. And Paul wrote them a letter, and he said, you know, not many of you are really smart. Some of you are smart, but most of you aren't. And he says, not many of you are really strong. Maybe some of you are strong, but a lot of you aren't really that strong. And he said, one or two of you might be important, but most of you, well, folk wouldn't think you're that important. But then he said this, he said, but God chose you. And he said, God chose the foolish people to shame the smart people. He said, God chose the weak people to shame the strong people. And he says, God chooses the people who aren't that important to shame the people who brag or who boast. And that reminded me about my drill, because it doesn't really matter whether you've got the big shiny new drill or the old drill. What matters is that you've got the power. And Paul said, if God gives you the power, you can do the things. He said, God does amazing things through me because God gives me the power. So it doesn't matter if you think you're the important person, or if you think you're the strong person, or if you're not important, or if you think you're weak. What matters is that God gives us the power. And Paul never mentioned children, but a long time ago, a psalmist said something. He said, when children sing their praises, proud people shut up. So even children are involved in God's plan. When children sing praises to God, when children sing, my God's the King of the Giants, then God's at work here in Newport Church. Does anybody want a shot of a drill? Who's going to have a shot? Click it in. Press the button. Where do we get our power from? Who makes us strong? God makes us strong. Thank you very much. How does God make us strong? What do we do? We pray. We pray because when we pray, God can speak to us and show us what to do. What else can we do? Who's going to put another screw in for me? Come on then. Oh, okay, that's a bit tall. Can you press the button? What else can we do? Oh, you're doing great. What else can we do to find out what God wants us to do? Read the Bible. Is there something else we can do? Who else wants? Is anybody else wanting a shot? Oh, you're going to have to come around this side, I think. You come around this side because you're going to have to go up the step. And we're doing it just now. We're doing this other thing right now. That's it. You press. Keep pressing. Oh, you're doing great. Well done. Thank you very much. What's the other thing that we can do? We're doing it just now. This is a bit trickier. You can come to church, yes. But also, we can hang around with other people who also want to do the will of God. We can hang around with other Christians. We can work together as Christians, like we're working together today to put these screws in. So when we do these things, when we read our Bible, when we pray, when we put into action what we've read in the Bible, when we listen to God and do what he says, when we work together as a team, then we get our power from God, because Jesus can do all these things when we follow him. Who is the chap that we were talking about? Do you remember his name? Paul. And Paul, he wrote to a church in, oh, I don't know if you can remember where that was, Corinth. And he told them that you may not be strong, you may not feel really important, you may not be really brainy, but God chose you. And when God chooses you for a job, he gives you the power to do the job. Well, thank you very much for your attention just now.
What we're going to do is we're going to invite our children up one by one to receive a gift from this year for being a part of our creche and our Sunday club. If you're in P6, you're going to be invited up when the youth come up, okay? So don't worry, you still got a gift, but don't panic. Rachel and Emily, because they're two of our S6s leaving, we've invited them up to give the gifts this year because we thought it's a nice wee touch, okay? So when you come up, when I say your name, you're going to get your gift from either Rachel or Emily and shake their hand, okay? Anna Danielle, come on up. Give her a round of applause. There you go. And Ewan Taylor. Ewan, do you want to come up? And George Kent. Come on up, George. Yeah, come on. Sophie Kent. Come on up, Sophie. Sorry, Dan, it's not here. Is Matilda here today? No? Okay, that's fine. We have Murdo Taylor. Come on up. And Alex Kent, come on up. And Joseph, come on up. Joseph Taylor, come on up. Will's not here. Will's not here. Grace Wiley. Come on up, Grace. And Jacob Wisher, come on up. And last but not least, Lewis Hutchinson, come on up. Could everybody now please stand to sing our next hymn, number 513, Courage, Brother, Do Not Stumble.
Early in the morning, Jerubbaal, that is Gideon, and all his men camped at the spring of Harod. The camp of Midian was north of them in the valley near the hill of Morah. The Lord said to Gideon, "You have too many men. I cannot deliver Midian into their hands, or Israel would boast against me. My own strength has saved me. Now, announce to the army, anyone who trembles with fear may turn back and leave Mount Gilead." So, 22,000 men left, while 10,000 remained. But the Lord said to Gideon, "There are still too many men. Take them down to the water, and I will thin them out for you there. If I say, 'This one shall go with you,' he shall go. But if I say,
this one shall not go with you, he shall not go. So Gideon took the man down to the water. There the Lord said to him, separate those who lap the water with their tongues as a dog laps from those who kneel down to drink. 300 of them drank from cupped hands, lapping like dogs. All the rest got down on their knees to drink. The Lord said to Gideon, with the 300 men that lapped, I will save you and give the Midianites into your hands. Let all the others go home. So Gideon sent the rest of the Israelites home, but kept the 300 who took over the provisions and trumpets of the others. Now the camp of Midian lay below him in the valley. During the night, the Lord said to Gideon, get up, go down against the camp, because I am going to give it into your hands. If you are afraid to attack, go down to the camp with your servant Pura and listen to what they are saying. Afterward, you will be encouraged to attack the camp. So he and Pura, his servants, went down to the outposts of the camp. The Midianites, Amalekites, and all the other eastern peoples had settled in the valley, thick as locusts. Their camels could no more be counted than the sand on the seashore.
Gideon arrived just as a man was telling a friend his dream. I had a dream, he was saying. A round loaf of barley bread came tumbling into the Midianite camp. It struck the tent with such force that the tent overturned and collapsed. His friend responded, this can be nothing other than the sword of Gideon, son of Joash, the Israelite. God has given the Midianites and the whole camp into his hands. When Gideon heard the dream and his interpretation, he bowed down and worshipped. He returned to the camp of Israel and called out, get up. The Lord has given the Midianite camp into your hands. Dividing the 300 men into three companies, he placed trumpets and empty jars in the hands of all of them with torches inside. Watch me, he told them, follow my lead. When I get to the edge of the camp, do exactly as I do. When I and all who are with me blow our trumpets, then from all around the camp blow yours and shout, for the Lord and for Gideon. Gideon and the 100 men with him reached the edge of the camp and the beginning of the middle watch, just after they had changed the guard. They blew the trumpets and broke the jars that were in their hands. The three companies blew the trumpets and smashed the jars. Grasping the torches in their left hands and holding in their right hands the trumpets they were to blow, they shouted, a sword for the Lord and for Gideon. While each man held his position around the camp, all the Midianites ran, crying out as they fled. Now let's turn our eyes to the screen for our next song, Battle Belongs by Phil Wickham. If you know it, feel free to sing along. If you don't, spend this time reflecting on the words that are said and on the passage we have read.
If you are for me, who can be a against me. Yeah. For Jesus, there's nothing impossible for you.
Now we are going to give out our gifts for our children and young people. So if Rachel and Emily can come out. So I guess we better start with our new primary sevens who are coming up this year. So every year we give out a Bible that our young people use. We have two that are coming up this year. I don't think one is joining us. So I'm going to invite Ariel Chiuchong to come up. And she is now officially a young person, a youth. Another young person, there's two more actually. Jacob Jennings, who's already in France, lucky him, he's already there. And we've got Lucas Clark as well, who will be joining us, but we'll give them out when they are arriving. Next, we are going to invite out our primary sevens who are going up to high school. So, Sorley Miles, do you want to come up? Sorley, I saw you. There you are, come on up. And Ted Carnegie. Ted, come on up. It's all right, take your time. It's okay. Callum Hutchinson, come on up, Callum. Next we have Gilead Chuchong, come on up. Charlotte Wisher, come on, Charlotte. And William Monks, William. and Robert Hutchinson. And Zira Chuchung. Zira, come on up. And Lizzie Binks. Lizzie, come on up, Lizzie. Thank you. Right. You guys. Stuart, can you come out for a moment? Rachel, Emily, and Stuart, could you please stand at the front? I've had the privilege to work with these guys since they were primary seven, and now they are S6 and they've finished school, they've gone to their prom, and they're getting ready for university. These three young people, I can tell you from the bottom of my heart, have inspired me. Their faith is unwavering. They are incredible young people, and I have been so proud to work with these guys more and more in the last couple of years. These three young people, we've run a discipleship group for 2 years now, and I've seen them grow personally and with their faith and their knowledge in God. And I am praying and I'm hoping that you guys will go off to university, have a great time, and continue to follow God that you've done so faithfully the last 7 years. And it's been an absolute privilege to work with you guys. So we've got you some gifts. One of them is a Bible, which you've specifically requested, by the way. And one of them is a little book from me personally to say thank you. And I hope you enjoy them. So Graham, could you come out and give these guys? So this is for Emily. And this is for Rachel. And this is for Stuart. Kevin Moran. Thank you. And if it's okay with you, I'd like to pray for you guys just now. So if we can bow our heads and pray. Father God, we thank you so much for Rachel, Emily, and Stuart. We thank you that you are with them, and we pray that you bless them, fill them up with the Holy Spirit as they step out into the unknown of heading off to university. Lord, we pray that you bring Christians alongside them, that we'd find a church, that we'd find a family there that to help support them and guide them and to work with and to be with as well. We pray that you bless them, help them get ready for university and keep them safe as they travel as well this summer, and help them and encourage them. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, guys. Go grab a seat. Thank you so much. Okay. Now, I say go grab a seat. Could all our children and all our young people come to the front, please? Don't worry, congregation. We're going to get you involved as well. Don't worry. It wouldn't be a Chris talk without it, would it? Grab a seat in the front, please. Sorley, could you be my Gideon, please? Thank you. Looks a bit like an Ewok, doesn't it? Everyone here, and everyone here, is your army, okay? About 32,000 in all. I know we've really grown this morning, okay? Do you think you can defeat the Midianites with 32,000 people?
Maybe.
I think you could, right? So many of you. But what did God say to Gideon? Can anyone remember? There's too many people, as the people of Israel will boast that they defeated the Midianites in their own strength, and not because God gave them over. So Gideon, that's you, by the way, right? I want you to instruct everyone that whoever's fearful or trembling can leave, okay? So say, if you're scared, leave. Great, thank you. So, I would like everybody in the congregation to stand up. Okay, young people and children, stand up as well. If you are scared, you may sit down. If you're not able to stand up, that's okay, but you can still play along. If you're scared of the following, please sit down. If you're scared of spiders, sit down. Sorry, give me, okay. All right, if you're scared of scorpions, sit down. Okay. That's getting less, isn't it? If you're scared of snakes, sit down. Oh my goodness, okay, only a few left standing. If you're scared of bats, sit down. Bats. Not the bats, the bats, okay? Okay, just to clarify, okay? If you're scared of small, tight spaces, sit down. Oh, interesting, only a few left standing. If you're scared of bears, sit down. No, okay. If you're scared of lions, sit down. Oh, scared of lions. Okay, interesting. Okay. If you're scared of blood, sit down. Oh, I see. Okay, there we go. If you're scared of going to the hospital, sit down. And if you're scared of people who are bigger, stronger, or faster than you, sit down. Okay, right. Okay, if you are standing, there's only a few, can you please come to the front? Yes, come on, Kevin. Somebody else can cover for you, it's all right. Stuart, William, come to the front. And I'm going to pick on some of our young people to join us as well. Robert, Lizzie, you got to blood, you're pretty good. Okay, come on, front. Graham, come to the front. Ross, come to the front. Claire, come to the front. Come on. And Amanda, come to the front. Katie, come to the front. James, come to the front. Jane Johnston, come to the front. Yeah, I thought you got away with that, didn't you? Come on, Jane. Cool. Right, Gideon, this is your army of people left. How do you feel? Good. No. Cool. About 22,000 people left the first call. That's a lot of people. That's more than half. There was only 10,000 remaining. Do you think with 10,000, imagine there's 10,000 people beside you. Do you think 10,000 people could win a battle in the war? Yeah, just about. Yeah, you'd think so, right? Okay. But the Lord said to Gideon, there's still too many people. Oh dear. Still too many people. Take them down to the river. As you can see, we've got a beautiful river right here. Okay. Beautiful river. Okay. Right. So take them down to the river and see how they drink from the water. So, as people who are standing up, can you please come to the river and show me how you drink from the river? Go on, stand around the river. Come on. Grace and Ariel, could you please join us or move over to the side? There's two options. Cup water to you or put your face in the river. Either or works well. Okay, go, show me. Okay. 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 Right. Okay, have you decided, yeah? Okay, cool. Those who cut their hands, please stay. Everyone else, put their face in the water. Bye-bye. See you later. Oh, that's a shame. So if you put your face in the water, put your hands on knees, please go sit down. Thank you for your service. Just one. How many have we got? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11. 12. Good. Good number. Exactly the number. Can you please come stand on the stage? Thank you. Stand up. Go, move up to the top bit. Yes. Thank you. You're all scared now. Could you please give everyone one of these? So, after that test, there was only 300 people remaining. From 32,000 to 300. Do you think, without God's power, they would win the battle? No, yes, absolutely right. Without God, they wouldn't be enough. I'd like you to split into three groups, please. Fours. See your maths. Okay. Getting you with the middle one. Three, four, and four. Right, what I would like you to do is make a big circle, please. A circle. Everyone in Gideon's army, there was three sections, okay, that surrounded the camp, each with 100 men. They had torches. Woo. They had trumpets, which can also be a trumpet. There you go. Okay. And they had jars, okay? And what would happen is, Gideon, where are you, Gideon? You told your army, this is what we're going to do, so tell them. This, okay, right? Okay, it's like a big huddle in rugby. You ever played rugby before? It's like a big huddle of what they're doing, okay? So they're like, you guys go over here, you guys go over here, you guys go over here. What I want you to do is when the night comes, I want you in the middle of the night to break the jars, blow your trumpets. Thanks, who made the jars? Blow your trumpets and wave your torches in the air, right? And shout, for God and for Gideon.
For God and for Gideon.
Imagine, right, you're woken up in the middle of the night and you saw torches around your house. You heard trumpets and you heard people shouting. And all you could see, it was pitch black, was the light of the torches. How would you feel? Scared. You'd be scared. You'd be like, there's so many people here. Oh my goodness, what am I going to do? The noise, the... What am I going to do? So the Midianites came out of their tents and they fled. And Gideon and his army of 300 people won the battle. Not because of their strength, but because of God's plan and his strength and the confusion that they sent to the Midianite army, they won, which is quite powerful. Thank you for your participation. You may sit down now. Thank you so much. I'm going to put the torches back. Thank you. Thank you, Sorley. What about today? As we saw, God won that battle that day, and Gideon trusted in God. So we can do anything through Christ who gives us strength. This summer is a season of change and uncertainty for a lot of us. Rachel, Stuart, and Emily, as I said, are heading off to university. They don't know who they're sharing a flat with yet, do you? No, quite scary that, isn't it? They don't know who they're going to be friends with, what church they may go to, or where they will shop. Will it be Lidl or Aldi? The ever-eternal question for a student. Or IKEA, you never know, etc. Our primary sevens, who are here with us today, are going to Madras College in August. Some of you are really excited about that, aren't you? Some of you might be a bit scared of the unknown, or maybe even being alone. They don't know who they'll be sitting beside in class, how school is actually going to go, what clubs they will join, or even what will happen if they miss the school bus really early in the morning. Maybe their parents will take them, maybe not. And even myself, as you're aware, I am moving on as well this summer. I'm going from a full-time job here in Newport on Tay to a part-time job working with Kingdom 2000, and I'll become the school's ministry coordinator, working with all the primary schools connected to Madras College. Katie and I, together, are walking with God into uncertainty and insecurity because, like Gideon, we're putting our trust in God and his plan. And just like Gideon, nobody knows what's going to happen next. He trusted that God will go before him and be with them as he faced the Midianite army. So therefore, we should take heart and do the same as Gideon. And as it says in our call to worship this morning, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. If we put our trust in God, he will make our foundation strong. He will go before us and be with us as we step into uncertainty and the unknown. He will be our provider. He has given us the Holy Spirit to be our guide, and he will keep us on the right path, and all we need to do is trust him. And as the song just said before, and if God is for me, then who could be against me? Trust in him and his strength when we step out into the unknown. So let's pray and put our trust in Jesus just now. Let's pray, guys. Father God, thank you so much for today. Thank you for all the grateful things that we are thankful for. Thank you for our children, our young people and families, and thank you for the work you have done with us to bring us to this point. Lord, we pray as we step out into the unknown and uncertainty this summer, we pray that you be with us all as a church, as an individual, and as our families. We pray that you be able to help us to rely on your strength and your will and walk with you no matter where we go. Fill us up with the Holy Spirit and let him guide us to where you want us to be next. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we're going to sing The Splendor of the King. How great is our God?
Thank you.
Now, the last group of people we've got to thank is our volunteers who have helped us so much. So what we're going to do is I'm going to say a name. Could you please stand up and one of our young people will bring the gift to you. So you don't need to come to the front. Okay. Amanda Willman.
Thank you.
Okay. Charlotte and Jacob Wisher. Jane Johnston. Can you go give that to Jane? And Graham Johnston. Can you give that to Graham, okay? Don't worry, it's a big bar of chocolate, so you can share it with you, okay? Fiona Hutchinson. Thank you. Judy Taylor. Thank you so much. Go on. Margaret Emily. And Bill Emily. No, give that to Margaret. We'll give that to Margaret. Stuart Monks, there you go. There you go. Rachel Sanderman, there you go. Okay. Mary McDonald, can you give that to your mum as well? Thank you, she's helped us for the first part of the year. Neil Merrilees, where are you, Neil? Up the back. Lizzie, I'm going to send you. Okay, there you go. Is Fiona Harris here this morning? Oh, okay, that's fine. Alison Haywood? Yeah, okay. Jennifer Wiley? Sam Kent. There you go, Sam. Jane Campbell. If Jane's not here, let's see if we can find them. Jane and Kevin Campbell. There you go. Can you go give that to Kevin? Give him a... Philip Owen. Up the back. Amanda Gray. Okay. Is Diane here this morning? Nope, okay, that's fine. Catherine Johnston. Margaret Wright. Pat Fowlis. Katie Cameron. Okay. And Emma Wisher, please. If you're involved with children or young people, thank you so much for all your help this year. I really appreciate it. Our young people really appreciate it. These are for people, the gifts here are for people who were involved in any of the school's ministry that we were involved in up at the school. Our creche, our Sunday club, our youth seekers, well, our Ignite and Spark, our Messy Church, or any youth events that we did, or Youth Alpha. If you were involved with the Holy Club, we have already said thank you for you for an amazing Holy Club. We had over 50 children and young people who attended that, which was a great number and it was great outreach. So if you're involved with any of the children or youth or events or Holy Club, could you please stand up for us just now? So you're involved in any way, could you just please stand up? Children as well. Creche, Sunday Club, Youth Seekers, the whole lot. And there is people who are not here today as well. So can we give these people a massive round of applause and a huge thank you for all they've done, because without them, I wouldn't be able to do the job I have done. So thank you.
There is one extra bar of chocolate. I think Chris, like myself, could probably do with not eating it.
Thanks.
It's just a bar of chocolate, but chocolate's good, isn't it? Because it's sweet and I love sweet things. It's got a number of chemicals in it. One of it apparently may or may not be called phenylethylamine, and it's a mood enhancer. It makes us feel good when we eat it. And the other thing about chocolate is it just tastes nice. Chris has been with us since autumn 2018. And it has been a bit of a bumpy ride, because the start of his youth ministry was swamped by coronavirus, and it took years for things to just get going. And like any job, there were ups and downs, and when I look back on the years that you've been with us, it reminds me a little bit about what we heard about the Apostle Paul today, because he faced his obstacles. It wasn't an easy path, and thanks to a disease that we had no control over, has not been an easy path for Chris to start off with. And yet, Chris, you've, over these years, you've not just built up a ministry, but you've built up a team of people in this church. 30 people, roughly, involved in youth ministry. It has raised the profile of youth ministry. It has certainly enlivened in our hearts the need to share the gospel with the young people, both amongst our families and in our wider community. And Chris, you've done that over these few years. The other thing that did strike me, however, is that just as Paul was speaking to people that he had no direct contact with, we're not actually losing you, because you're still in our community, you're still working in our school, and you're still working for the same master that we all follow. And so for that reason, I don't think we're losing you completely. Yet you're moving on, and K2 is benefiting from all the experience that you've given to us over these years. But I also think Chocolate's got a little bit of a message for us. And also, I think we can also dwell back on what we learned about the power of God, because you're going to need energy to do that. You're going to need that sugar rush that you get from staying close to Jesus. You're also, hopefully, going to get the reward of seeing people grow in the faith, as you said about our young people today. Something a little bit like that phenylethylamine feel-good feeling that you get. That's what God wants for us all. But I think the last thing is a word from the Psalms, and it said, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." And Chris, I want to thank you that through your work, through your personal witness, that you've shown that to be true. And as you move on from here, I wish you every blessing in that next step in your adventure with Jesus Christ. So, and can we all show Chris a thank you with a vote of thanks? That was heartfelt. Thank you very much. I would have to add, though, that we haven't actually finished with him, because we've still got him till August. So we can squeeze some more work out of him before he goes. I know that he wants to do especially sort of work with the older ones who are moving on. We've still got another few weeks when we can actually mark the time of your departure in early August. Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for all the amazing things that have happened over the past year. We thank you for our incredible volunteers who have given up their time to help lead our children, young people, and their families through our various events and groups. We pray that you would bless them with rest, joy, and happiness over the holidays. We want to thank you for our children as well. We thank you for their joy that they bring each and every time we see them. We thank you for each and every single one of them that has been beautifully and wonderfully made by you. We thank you. Lord, we thank you for our young people. We thank you for the different skills they are developing, from art to sport and everything in between. We thank you for their faith developing through the work you're doing in their lives. We also thank you for being with those who sat exams in May, and we pray for peace to continue to reign in them. We also would like to thank you for our families, for their love and support. Thank you for them faithfully bringing us to church so we can hear your word, Lord. And thank you for our church family who helped nurture our faith as well. Thank you for Chris and Katie for their faithful service for the last 7 years for our children, young people, and families. We pray that you would be with them as they take this step along the path you have laid out for them. We pray that our ministry here would continue to grow and develop the faith of our children and young people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, we bring before you now the money that has been gifted today. We ask that you would bless these gifts and that it would be used to further your kingdom here in Newport-on-Tay. We ask that you would also bless the gifts you have installed in us, and that they too will be used for your glory here in Newport-on-Tay. We pray that you would speak to us and help us to follow the calling you have placed on each of our lives, and we would follow you faithfully each day.
We pray for Rachel, Emily, and Stuart as they're leaving school this year to go on to Strathclyde University and Edinburgh University. We ask that you would bless them and be with them as they move on to the next stage in their lives. Keep them safe over the summer and help them to find a church to worship you in. We also pray for Callum, Oliver, Sorley, Sonny, and Ted, who are moving up to Madras College this year. Help them with the transition between primary and secondary school, and let them know that you are with them. We also pray for lasting peace to reign throughout our world between nations who are in war. We ask that no more lives would be taken, that ceasefires would come to the forefront of political leaders and keep people safe. In Jesus' name, amen. Now let's stand, if you can, and sing our next song, When We Walk With the Lord, Trust and Obey.
Go in peace, always be ready to put in a good word for the Lord. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of us evermore.